You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks. Lisa Thurgate Marks. Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Lisa T here from Mermaid Waters on the Gold Coast. And what a beautiful day it is today, too. We have Mother's Day coming up in Australia here on Sunday. So I'd just like to give a shout out to all the mothers out there. Yes, we all do a fantastic job, and by no means is it an easy job. And to all the Furbay mums and everybody, just, love to everybody out there. Enjoy your time. And I just let you know, too, that your loved ones in spirit that have passed over, you'll be able to feel them. And that goes always for everybody, not just on Mother's Day, but knowing that our loved ones are always around us. When we feel them, we might just get a sense that, oh, somebody's here. Or we might get a little bit of a knowing, oh, what is that? Yeah, and you just feel, or you could imagine in your mind's eye that there is someone there, although you don't actually see them. Another way that you might know them or feel their presence is like when you can look, so something's quite translucent, like looking through cellophane paper, like you can see them. There's so many ways we can get the shivers. Of course, we can hear, we can smell. Oh, we've got Leslie here already. Hello, Leslie from Islip. We can smell, we can sometimes get a familiar taste. There is no right or wrong way for you to feel your loved one. So I just ask that everybody be open and aware. The more that you are open to it, the more you will feel your loved ones around you. And how are you going, Leslie? Do you ever feel the presence of your loved ones?
I do.
Good. It's a beautiful feeling, isn't it, knowing that they are here with us?
It is.
Would you like today a general reading, or would you like a connection with somebody, or see what goes on? Question or anything?
You could do a general reading.
General? And I must ask, how do you, when you feel your loved ones around, how do you sense them or feel them? How do you know that they're there?
I actually dream about them a lot.
Beautiful.
And just other ways, I guess, little signs, I guess.
And it's very special, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you do get them in your dreams. I actually dreamt of an old friend the other night, and as plain as day, there she was. It's a lovely feeling. So we're just going to do a lovely general reading for you today. Do you have Mother's Day in America? You celebrate Mother's Day?
Yes.
Is it this weekend?
Yes, it's Sunday.
Oh, lovely. So happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Okay. We're just looking here. And I just keep coming in and I'm getting the words. Actually, I need to clear my throat. So for you, Leslie, when I am hearing I need to clear my throat, it's like once you project or say, get out or write down what is within your throat, what you're holding back, what was even in your throat chakra, because spirit keeps saying, I need to clear my throat. So you need to speak up. You need to, I got the word, have it out. It's like no holding back now, because once you clear your throat, things are going to move along a lot easier for you. There won't be any more holding back. There's a lot of love that I get around you too, which is really good. Are you finding that the communication with yourself and your loved ones is a little strained at the moment, especially around a male?
I think it has been in the past. I think it's gotten a lot better.
Have you cleared your throat already? The lady I get up here saying clear your throat. So maybe, yeah, something's coming through here for you anyway. So that's good that you've actually, obviously, both of you, it takes two to repair. There's something about clearing the throat. So just be mindful. And also, if you get any itches or anything like that, sit and ask, hand on throat and ask, what is this trying to tell me? Because when I get here, there's, I just keep hearing it, time to move forward for you now, Leslie. And it's like, when I say move forward, I actually feel that it's going to be very easy for you. It's like, okay, I'll make the decision. Now, how fast can I move? So it is time. So you're throwing out. There's a lot of throwing out. There's a lot of clearing. There's a lot of clutter. There's a lot of mind chatter that's going too. So I feel that that's very good for you as well. Is your mother in, has she crossed over?
Yes.
Yeah. I was going to say in heaven, but then she changed to crossed over. Very good. So I have your mother coming in around you. So that's beautiful. Would your mother have used more of the terms crossed over? Or would you?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, because I hesitated because I said, is your mother in? And I went, oh, hang on, it's not in heaven, it's crossed over.
Yeah.
So there you go. Everybody has different beliefs and spirit will come through that way. She's telling me you've got a magnetic attitude. Does that make sense to you? Magnetic attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. I love that for you. And so when we have a magnetic attitude, things come to us quite easily, don't they? But it's not being because of hard work. And I come around my heart. So you've had to do a little bit of mending of your own heart, but it's really actually blessed your attitude. I love that. There's two females around you. Yep. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
There is movement. Yeah, there is movement moving forward there. I want you to look how I'm going. I'm really standing up straight, shoulders are back. I'm standing in my power and it's time to move forward. So for you, it's not actually about doing what others want you to do at the moment. This is your turn to create. I'm getting the word create longevity. So to create your life and enjoy it the way it's meant to be lived, not by being a martyr to other people. So your mum's coming through. She's really helping you. She's helping you to move forward. Who's Bill or Billy or anything like that? Do you know that name? Or a William, Bill, Billy, William?
No.
Sounds like something like that. Or was it be a town or Williamstown, Bill, Billy? I've got that name. Be on the lookout for that name because I'm actually hearing it quite strongly. And when I hear it, it will be something that will come forward for you if it's not now. Do you have two sons?
No.
There's two boys around you, just letting you know. But she's showing me. Did your mum have two sons?
No.
No, I'm getting two sons. So that,
no, all
two
girls.
Oh, girl, so you might have two grandkids coming through. It might be two sons because she's showing me two sons.
Hmm.
Interesting. I'm still looking at them, so I'm going to say that they're there. Are you moving somewhere? Are you moving jobs? Are you moving forward? Because there's a quickness about this moving forward, and it's like I'm ready now and I'm going to move and I'm getting help.
Possibly changing. I'm a teacher. I'm possibly changing schools for next year, moving up to a higher grade.
Oh, lovely. Because there will be help around that. When you say possibly, there will be help around that. I wonder if it's an all-boys school. Because I'm still looking at these two boys, two sons. Be on the lookout, too, for two boys or two sons being a school teacher, because if they're not in your general family, because she's very adamant on this.
Interesting. Are they crossover?
They could be. Hang on. Because she's the one telling me usually if they're presenting as crossover, as a spirit, they'll come straight forward to me.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't feel. I feel it's here because I would have seen them differently too. Someone has something to do with their lungs, if that makes sense. She's just saying lungs, something to do with the lungs. And I went to my back again. Do you know anyone up there that's crossed over that's to do with lungs?
No.
No, not okay. Because she's at my back. She's at my back and she's at the lungs. So these two boys, they will be around you. So something will go on at school or something. Just be on the lookout for this, okay? It's going to be a really really good transition for you with this move. And I feel once you're ready, as Spirit's showing me, it's boom, 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 done. There is someone helping you. They're starting to work it out now. So you might be offered this transfer. You might be presented it and think, oh, will I do this or not? It's a big yes. A big yes. Someone around the army is too, so I'm going to have to let you know about that. I'm just sending you lots of love around your mum as well. She's coming in. I've got a barking dog in the background, but that's in the background up in spirit, not here. And she's saying to reference that barking dog. So that sounds really good for you. And she feels happy around that. I keep rubbing my stomach. So whether you're doing anything with your digestion or not, but she is showing me that as well. Sending you so much love. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
It does? Good.
Yeah. I'm dealing with some health issues, actually.
Yeah. Maybe the two sons, it could be two doctors or two professionals, one dietitian, one doctor. There is two sons or two men around you, so I'm letting you know. She's rubbing the tummy. I'm still going to tell you, it's about to cut out, but I'm going to tell you, it's looking good for you because we're moving forward, we're moving jobs and everything feels to be okay for you. So keep your spirits really high and lifted. Happy Mother's Day to all out there. Have a beautiful weekend with your family. Much love.